A dozen researchers met with Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan this week in Madison to describe what they say will be the devastating effect of more than $30 million in impending cuts to scientific research grants at the university that will kick in as the sequester takes effect between now and September 30th. The cuts will affect everything from innovations in pain management for cancer patients to advances in educational gaming technology. Constance Steinkuhler co-directs the Games, Learning, and Society Center at the UW School of Education.
Long term, what I think that means is that our ability to actually compete in terms of the screen time for kids gets really diminished. The kind of innovations that we need to do to build media that actually can positively impact the lives of young people in the States, that starts to really shrink down, because at this point, industry is not necessarily interested in developing those kinds of technologies.
Congressman Pocan says if basic research funds are cut and private industry doesn't pick up the slack, the U.S. will lose jobs that the research helps create to countries that are doing the research.
It's not necessarily that the private sector will pick this up as one new expense because their main goal is about profit, but instead we're going to have real competition coming from overseas, and that competition is what's going to cost us jobs.
Pocan says he'll take the researchers' stories back to the floor of Congress to use in his fight to prevent the across-the-board cuts the sequester calls for. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.